The light of God is shining again, dispelling the darkness in the hearts of men, turning their night season into their morning, converting their wilderness places into blossoming gardens, and their arid lawns into gushing brooks of living waters. This is the day of the manifestation of the sons of the living God. And for this cause, the Lord is pouring out His mighty Spirit upon all flesh, causing them to see dreams and visions, and give them a crystal clear understanding of the mystery of the ages, which is the Christ in you. This recording is a message from Trevor Igaga, an anointed servant of God, called to preach the sacred mystery of Christ and to unveil His glorious realm of unconditional love and bliss before all men. As you embrace this message from on high, receive hundredfold restoration of everything that the caterpillar and the canker worm have devoured in your precious life. Let your health speed forth speedily, and the joy of your salvation overflow like great torrents of water. For more free messages, do visit our website at www.sunrayministry.org or contact us on info@sunrayministry.org. May the God of peace and love keep you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We're in the Easter period. This is the Easter period, and I just said I should share one or two things with the brethren concerning the resurrection, because Easter normally is a celebration that has got to do with the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. The scope of this message, the intention, is to cause us to see how we can walk in the reality of newness of life in Christ Jesus. Praise God. We must get a revelation, a clear, crystal clear revelation of what transpired on the cross when Jesus Christ died. Hallelujah. Praise God. I celebrate Easter with friends just as another social gathering. So when but somebody invites me for Easter, I don't turn it down. Yeah, point. But it's good we understand what Easter truly means. Hallelujah. I'm going to start off from the book of John, chapter 11, from verse 23. Jesus said unto her. Now, of course, we're speaking here, you know the famous story of Lazarus, how he died. Lazarus was dead now for about 3 days. And Jesus Christ enters into the town, and he meets with, you know, with Martha. Praise God. Martha, who actually is was the sister of Lazarus. So Jesus Christ met with Martha along the way, and you know, the word of Jesus to her was that the brother shall rise again. That means Lazarus shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know. I'm reading John chapter 11, verse 23. I'm going to read the exact words of Jesus and Martha concerning the resurrection of Lazarus. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe this? Now, this is a question I'm throwing at you who are listening to this message today. Do you believe these words of Jesus? Do you believe that Christ is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe that you can live and experience that life that represents Christ, the Son of God, right now? Do you believe in this name we call Christ? Oh, hallelujah. See, Martha made the mistake that many people make up to this very day. They look at the resurrection as some kind of future event or some kind of past event. They look at the resurrection as something, you know, that will occur in a natural dimension for all men to see and to, you know, to contemplate with their natural senses. People up to this day believe that the resurrection has got to do with people coming out of physical graves. That is why when you see the way they bury people, traditionally they have the faces of the people facing towards the west? So that when they awake, normally they just awake to that direction of the rising of the sun. Because people still have that hope that maybe a physical body, the dead people shall arise from the dead. But Jesus Christ annulled that kind of perception in the mind of Martha, because that kind of a belief is like a demon that is blocking your comprehension of the truth. See, by those words, Jesus Christ has casted out a demon of unbelief, a demon of false hopes. That demon is also like that rock that covered the grave of Lazarus, because when we read further down this chapter 11 of John, you see how Jesus Christ raised up Lazarus. First of all, they rolled away the stone, and all that stone that hinders people from coming forth is actually your beliefs, your human beliefs. So Jesus Christ had to correct Martha and say, look, the resurrection has got nothing to do with a future event. It's not a past event. Because if you believe the resurrection to be that, you will never experience the resurrection. Because there is no future resurrection. There is no past resurrection. The resurrection is I, the Christ. I am the resurrection. I am the life. And if you can hear what the Spirit is saying today, you will know that you are part and parcel of that life that represents the resurrection. You will know that what God is trying to remind you of is your part in that body of Christ. It's your part in the eternal spirit. Do you believe that you are the creature of God? Do you believe, or have you understood the mystery of the Christ in you? Which actually is a celestial man. It's a spiritual man. Is the man of God, because the man of God is not a man of the dust. The man of God is spirit, because God is spirit. Do you believe this? This was the question of Jesus. Well, if you believe this, you will never die. Praise God. If you believe that I am He, the Christ, you will never die. Praise God. This is the good tidings from heaven today. God is revealing Your true identity, the light is shining, the darkness is passing. You begin to hear clearly the voice of the Master calling you out into life. You can begin to experience life right now. I am the resurrection. The resurrection is not for tomorrow, it is now. It's you're recognizing yourself to be that true creature of God. Jesus Christ says in another part of John, he says, because, you know, I live, you live also. We must understand that we all partake of that one divine eye, one divine body, one divine, you know, spirit, which is the Christ. All we need to do is to awaken to this new reality and let the old things be passed away. Let them be dissolved and be things never, you know, to come into the mind again. Hallelujah. Praise God. The resurrection in the last day. See, the last day, spiritually speaking, talks about an eternal day. A day that never passes away. A day that remains from generation to generation. And we are called to partake of that day. And this is done as we hear the voice of reasoning today, the voice of truth. Lazarus' comfort was a command of Jesus after the big rock that covered the cave where Lazarus was buried was rolled away. Lazarus' comfort from the graveyard of Adam. Adam went to sleep in the dust, and when you sleep in the dust, now you begin to walk in the lie, walk in a false identity, walk outside of this divine body, which we call the Christ. See, but the rock was rolled away. Praise God, all the beliefs removed from the way. Some of us have, you know, the rock can be our religion, our orientation in this life. That thing has to be removed from the way to hear clearly what the Spirit is saying today. See, and Lazarus in the grave hears the voice of his master saying comfort, and Lazarus walks out of the grave towards his master. Praise God. Actually, Lazarus had begun to awaken to the fact that I am Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise God. That's what the voice of the Son of Man will do. See, the one that will come out of the grave is no more Lazarus, but it is Christ. Lazarus cannot be in the resurrection. Lazarus does not exist in the vocabulary of God. We are speaking here the interpretation of that miracle. Lazarus cannot exist in God's vocabulary. Lazarus is an imaginary formation of man. It has no eternal value, no true substance in it. But Lazarus that comes out of the grave represents the real man of God. Praise God. In the resurrection, there's one man. Hallelujah. In the resurrection, there's one man. If you study carefully, you know, the letters of Paul in meditation, study these things by the Spirit, letters of Paul, letters of John, you can see it's all speaking about a resurrection, an awakening into a one life which we call Christ. See, awakening back to the life of the Spirit, because Christ is actually Spirit, Christ is invisible, and Christ occupies all in all. That we can all be participate in this body today by recognizing truth, that's all. And awakening to this truth. You don't need something to happen tomorrow. Praise God. You don't need any sign in heaven. You don't need a new thing to happen. Nothing will happen. So throw away those rubbish books, prophecies, something will happen in China, something will happen in Russia, Something will happen, you know, in Japan. You know, they elected a pope the other day. A new pope. What do you call him, pope? Praise God. Francesco. Yes, Pope Francesco. And, you know, who lives in Argentina. He lived up in Argentina up to now. He actually was an Italian immigrant. And, you know, in fact, two different people called me and told me, wow, prophecy is being fulfilled here. That is, this is going to be the last pope. And, you know, it's a kind of Armageddon kind of thing. Somebody talked about the prophecy of Malachi. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I didn't bother to, I didn't bother to just waste my time to listen to them. See, these are people who are there just watching our day and night for something to happen, a sign, and a thing that these things will draw them nearer to God's kingdom. But they're not recognizing what Jesus Christ says, that I am the resurrection and the life. You can now begin to participate in that life by recognizing that I am the resurrection and I am the life. If you awake from your human grave, you will know that the way He is the way you are. Praise God. The joy of your salvation is to rediscover your boundless self. The joy of your salvation is to rediscover your immaculate, incorruptible self. To rediscover yourself pure, without sin, with unhindered access to the totality of God's glory, God's power, God's wisdom, and everything that God is. That is God's kingdom. To be partakers of this divine fellowship in light. Praise God. That is your hope. And you begin to experience these things as you arise awake to this reality today. This is the salvation that has been preached. Praise God, hallelujah. Underneath the heavens unto all men. Now we must receive it with gratitude and enter in by faith. Let us enter in by faith right now as we hear the voice of our Master. Praise God, I am the resurrection. Praise God, you can begin to walk in this reality in newness of life. Praise God. Praise God, we now begin to walk according to the way we are taught. See, in reality, we have been reminded of our identities from eternity. Our identity has got nothing to do with this physical, material age. Because we are pure spirits. Praise God. Of course, we have houses to stay, we have cars to live in. And of course, we need at times to get along with this physical dimension that we live in. Praise God. But don't forget where you came from and where you are going. Lay hold on that identity right now and walk in it, in the reality of it, in newness of life. Walk in the resurrection. Praise God, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Walk in that life. Don't expect any sign or anything to follow. You don't need all those things. Of course, those things coming along the line at times to aid you and all that, but recognize the truth is the truth and it cannot be taken away from you. Walk in the reality of these things right now. Praise God. That's why it says, be not conformed to this world anymore, because in reality, you are not of this world. If you know who you are, you know that you are not of this world. You are not a physical being. You are not a terrestrial being. You are celestial in heaven, in the heavens, without beginning, without end. We walk in this reality today. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. I'm going to read something about the resurrection again in Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. Are we there? Hallelujah. You must understand that the testimony of Jesus, the things that Jesus Christ did while on earth, are actually, you know, generally symbolic in nature. Praise God, because God wants us to understand the invisible things of God. That's why we saw those great, great miracles He did. The great, great miracles actually have a more significant spiritual side to them. See it? Hallelujah. If Lazarus rose from the dead, if you cannot actually understand that it's pointing to you to awake back into your true form, your true celestial form, and to walk in the truth, if you cannot recognize that Lazarus is a parable, you will just, it will benefit you. Praise God. I mean, if somebody, you know, we've heard cases where people actually arose from the dead. And I tell you, those kind of miracles don't have eternal value if that person does not truly awaken to Christ. You got a point. Lazarus could have come forth from that grave physically. See, but if he could not truly discern what the Spirit is saying in this hour, it's actually, it doesn't have any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It has no eternal value. See, the blind to receive sight does not have eternal value. See it, except it is applied spiritually. See it, to receive just healing in your body and that's all, does not actually signify that kind of healing that God intended to demonstrate to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can see the miracles of Jesus, the works of Jesus, they are more, you know, how to be discerned spiritually. They're actually pointers. They're actually parables of the spiritual workings of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can look at them as visions. Visions of you. Visions of what God is doing to you today. Hallelujah. Bringing you up, you know, causing you to awake into that one man which we call Christ. So we're going to go to Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. Let's read this. Matthew 27, verse 45. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness all over all the land unto the ninth hour. Now, this period Jesus Christ was killed on the cross. And about the ninth hour, Jesus Christ cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man called for Elias. And straight away one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. And the rest said, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the gates were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of their graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many, and when the centurion unto many, and when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Praise God. Now let's stop here. These are symbolic things. Praise God. We saw how Jesus Christ experienced, tasted of the torment or the sensation of life without the Father God. My God, why have thou forsaken me? Meaning that he experienced what men of this age experience. Because to walk in the flesh means to be absent from God. I listen. When you to walk in the flesh or to live in the flesh, see, Paul says to be in the body means to be absent from the Lord. That's to be absent from the Godhead, from the reality of my oneness with the eternal spirit. Praise God. And when you're absent from this reality, you shrink into an entity that is poverty conscious. See, that is where you have the fear, the torments that humanity go through. See, it's all born out of this sensation of being separate from God. Praise God. Every problem you see in this world is because man feels that he's separate from the divine. Hallelujah. So you can see people make attempts to connect back to God through religion and through many forms, you know. There's a void, a kind of gap between man and God. See, you go to places on Sunday and everybody's trying to connect to God with prayers, with sacrifices, with all kind of things. All forms of religion, Islam, Buddha, and you know, name them new religions, new type of philosophical groups that are coming up there day after day. New age groups, see, new concept groups, and all kind of forms, all kind of movements over the age, they will never end, they'll keep coming. They all try to connect back to God. Even those looking out for prophecies are all looking forward to connecting with God somehow. Praise God. And that is where the world is tormented. The world feels naked. The world feels the separation from God. Jesus Christ felt it on the cross when he says, "Father, Father, why have thou forsaken me?" That is the sin. That is the debt that he bore on the cross for every man. He too tasted of death. Death is separation from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when Jesus Christ had gave up the ghost, there's something that happened, and you know, of great importance. The Bible says that the prophets, holy prophets, the saints, see it, came out of their graves when Jesus Christ resurrected. When Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, you can see that the rocks were split. Rocks were split, caves broken open. And when Jesus Christ resurrected, the Bible says that the saints came out, holy saints, holy men of God. They came out and appeared to many in the city. Praise God. Now this is symbolic. Praise God, because in the resurrection, there's no such thing as anybody coming out with a physical body. God did these things deliberately to prove a point. Praise God. To teach us what transpires. Praise God. As we awaken to the reality of the resurrection life, you must understand in the first place that we all died in Christ. We all died in Christ. See, death to the old human life. Death to the life in the flesh. Death to a sensation of something living a life apart from the eternal Spirit of God. Something happened before the rocks were split and all that. The Bible says that the veil that was in the temple in those days, that was a veil, a very thick veil, that was in the temple of those days. And that veil actually served as a barrier between God and man. It was a symbolic barrier between God and man. And all along, you could see that nobody could ever have access to that presence beyond the veil. The high priest would go there once in a year to perform rituals and sacrifices on behalf of the Israelites. But before him, the priest would enter, he too had to be washed. He too had to, they had to make a sacrifice for him on his behalf before he could enter in there. It all shows a symbolic separation between man and God. Praise God. Where is the temple of God today? Where is the tabernacle of God today? Look at it. This is the temple. This is the body. Hallelujah. But something's happening now. As you begin to recognize this truth, you will discover that there is no more veil. There's no more separation between man and God. You can flow in now freely into realizing your oneness with God. Simply by recognition. You know, many people don't even see that the veil has been rent open. Many people don't see that the way unto God has been open for all creation, so that every single man can partake of this thing today. Oh, hallelujah. When the veil is rent, do you know that now it is the Lord that appears in his body? So the veil represents ignorance that you are the temple of God. The veil represents ignorance that God dwells in you, that you are an integral part of the what? Of the living God. And that veil has been in our minds. It's a veil over the nations. It's written in Isaiah, a veil over the nations that God is destroying upon Mount Zion. This veil is destroyed so that you can experience newness of life in God. You can experience that sweet fellowship in the Holy Ghost. Have you heard of, you know, there's something people do traditionally in churches. They say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you now and forever. What is this sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost? It's a sweet fellowship that is hidden in God. We all are in God, and we fellowship in that name. A fellowship of love. Hallelujah. Praise God. The temple has, the veil has been rent. As you are hearing this message, you begin to recognize that there is no separation between you and God. That you all partake of the life of God. Praise God. You are among those saints that appeared when Jesus Christ died. That is you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is reminding you today of your true self. Those people that appear, those holy saints that appear in the city are Christ. It's Christ. It's Christ appearing. Because he says, I am the resurrection, isn't it? So if you resurrect, it is Christ appearing. Praise God. Let us, you see, let the message of the kingdom, the revelation of the kingdom, destroy all those, how do I put it, strong beliefs of generations that has hindered you from coming forth to enjoy life. Your family traditions, your religious traditions, beliefs of this outer world that we live in. Let the revelation of Christ destroy it right now as you hear the word of truth. These are the rocks that are split. Praise God, this is similar to that which happened to Lazarus. The rock was rolled away. This time the rocks are split. And the saints who are sleeping in mortality, sleeping in the dust, awake to newness of life in God. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what you experience in this outer world, no matter what the body tells you in this outer world, nothing can separate you from the what? From the love of God. Nothing. Hell, beliefs, principalities, angels. Nothing can what separate you from your part in God. Nothing. Enter into this reality today as you hear the gospel, as you hear the truth. Praise God. You see, the Easter is something that you have to celebrate every day of your life. Are you listening? You have to celebrate Easter every day of your life. Meaning the death and the resurrection of Christ. You are married to your cross and the Christ appears. Hallelujah. You return back into life as you hear the truth. As you pick up your cross, that the old man, the Bible calls the beast, the old man, the beast, has been crucified where? On the cross. and we now walk in the reality of Christ. Hallelujah. We need to remind ourselves of these things. Praise God. You don't walk out of this fellowship today, and when you get out there, you let the devil snatch this revelation from you. You want to keep this revelation tight. Be strong. Let this revelation lead you, open the doors into, you know, realms of delights and pleasure. Hallelujah. Praise God. May the grace of the Lord be with you. Amen. The book of Revelation, I'm going to round off fast. We are speaking here of the resurrection, and something is written in the book of Revelation chapter 20. We see a people that are coming back into life. Hallelujah. The book of Revelation chapter 20. Let us read these things very briefly so that we just understand something that is happening in our life today. Hallelujah. Let us know that these things are for the present, not for tomorrow. See, so that you can walk in the fullness of life right now. Revelation chapter 20. Verse 1, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having a key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should not deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be losing a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Christ and for the word of God, which are not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, nor on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Praise God. Blessed and holy is he that has a part in the first resurrection. Hallelujah. On such the second death has no power. They shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Praise God. Do you know now your time has not come to reign in life? See it? Your time has not come to reign in this infinite day of the Lord. The 1,000 years actually the day of the Lord. Praise God. This is the last day that Martha spoke about actually. It's a realm, it's a dimension, it's the spiritual dimension of God. It's a never ending realm, praise God. As long as you keep yourself in the truth, see, the 1,000 years doesn't end. It's infinite. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's not in the same way we look at it in this world. Hallelujah. So this Satan and devil that is bound is actually bound in your mind. Is bound to that. He has no more influence in your mind to deceive you anymore into thinking that probably you are apart from God, that you are separate from God. Hallelujah. This is the binding of the devil. The messenger has come today to give us the message. The messenger from heaven has come to set us free with the truth. And he binds the devil. See, it gives us this revelation. And this revelation binds the devil, the deceiver. And what does it mean to deceive? How does the devil deceive you? He deceives you into thinking that you are separate from God. He deceives you into thinking that God is after you. See, he deceives you into thinking that you are independent from God. See, he deceives you into thinking you are terrestrial, you are of the dust. That's the devil. See, he deceives you into thinking that there are two bodies. There's God and you. That's the deceiver. This is the Antichrist that denies the one Lord of glory. So this Antichrist is bound in our lives so that there's no more influence of the Antichrist in our lives. And actually, this thing happens, you begin to lose that nature of the terrestrial, the nature of the beast, so to say. And you begin to experience the resurrection of life. See, some versions of the Bible says that these people return to life. They return to life, what we call the first resurrection. See, so that you rule and you reign as kings and as priests of God. In what we call the first resurrection, it's an experience that is for the now. See, it's an experience that is for what? For now. It's not tomorrow when you die. It's not tomorrow when something happens, when a prophecy is fulfilled. Don't look out for signs. This is deception of what? Of the devil. Because Christ is already present in you. Christ is already your true identity. God wants you out to awaken to this. See, the Bible says that any spirit that does not confess that Christ has come in the flesh is the spirit of what? Of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is the deceiver. See, he doesn't want you to know that you are a child of God. He doesn't want you to know that you are one with God. He doesn't want you to know that you are the blood of glory. See, he doesn't want you to recognize the riches in glory that is locked up in this, you know, this vessel of clay. That's the work of the devil. He's a deceiver. Always going out to deceive you and cause you to lose the glorious covering of the knowledge of the Son of God. Praise God. But thank God we're hearing truth today. This is the voice of Jesus calling you to come out of the grave. Hallelujah. So that you can reign once more in life as kings and priests unto God. It is now something that you can experience right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Walk in this reality right now. Walk in this new name. See, actually it's a new name, but it has been from eternity. Walk in this new revelation. Walk in the light as he is in the light. You are in the darkness when you walk ignorant of the fact that you are that one man that is known of God. Walk in the light as he is in the light. See it. Confess the Christ in you. Walk in this revelation. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is Easter. And Easter means walk in the resurrection. We died in Christ. We died in Christ and we live in Christ now. All things are what? Are passed away. The old man is dead, dissolved. That's the man of the earth, the beast, has been bound, destroyed by the revelation of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are all one, members of each other, walking in divine harmony, walking in love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we exalt you. Blessed be your name. Thank you for the revelation of Christ. Thank you for this word from heaven. Hallelujah. Once more, we have the ability to partake of this one life, to walk in this reality. Let there be an increase unto the head. All things are passed away. Let there be an increase unto the head. Increase unto the fullness, which is the Christ. Hallelujah. Let the shadows pass away. Let them pass away. And let the people experience this reality. Thank you, Father, for your love. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we wish you all Merry Christmas and Merry Easter. I don't even know the difference anymore between them. Enjoy yourselves and God bless you. Amen. Before I forget, I think my sister here has a word. The Lord showed her one or two visions for the body of Christ. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. As we conclude the prayer, the Lord showed me two sandals. After that, he showed me a canoe, this type of antique canoe, being carved with wood, with a net. The canoe was waiting with the net, waiting for the fishes to get in.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. You want to put on those shoes? Hallelujah. Put on these shoes of glad tidings. See, walking in this revelation, walking in this new knowledge, which is Christ. Hallelujah. That shoe is yours to wear in the name of Jesus. She also saw a canoe, a fisher's net, an antique type, with a net, you know, out there to fish out, to get fish. Hallelujah. God is guiding people into his kingdom. through this message today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First of all, we are fished out of the deep. We are fished out of the depths of ignorance. And we also become fishers of men. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us walk in the reality of this newness. This one body that the Lord has graciously revealed to us today. May the Lord keep you in peace and in love. Amen.
I call from my heart, Lord, hear me. I call from the depths of my soul. I call with all of my heart, and you, O Lord, will save me. I rise before the dawning. I rise to hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, when I call, Lord, hear me. Give me life by your word. Those who are unjust now draw near to harm me. But you, that your will is forever. In your love, when I call, Lord, hear me. Give me life by all of my heart, and you, O Lord, will save.